The Jury by Fern Michaels. Prologue. Nikki Quinn opened her eyes and groaned at the bright sunlight shining through her bedroom window. Normally she closed the blinds before getting into bed, but last night she'd consumed way too much wine. Couple that with her frenzied state of mind, and she was down for the count. If you added Jack Emery to the mix, she was nothing short of a basket case. She rolled over and squeezed her eyes shut. Her cheek touched the damp pillow. Damn, she'd cried in her sleep again. What was wrong with her? She was tougher than this. She shouldn't be falling apart emotionally like she was. Temples throbbing, Nikki swung her legs over the side of the bed. She gripped the edge of the mattress before she got up to make her way to the shower. A nice hot shower, then a laser-like cold one, and she should be up and running. Coffee and juice would add the final touch so she could get on with the day. Get on with the day? Just what the hell did that mean lately? She'd lost her teaching job at Georgetown University. Her 12-member all-female law firm, which she'd started up years ago with Myra Rutledge's help, was thriving, but these days, with things going as they were, she didn't spend much time at the firm. Madeline Barrows did a wonderful job of managing everything in her absence. Still, she missed the routine, missed court, missed her colleagues. As the hot, steamy spray pelted her body, Nikki's thoughts took her back in time to when Myra Rutledge, her adoptive mother and heiress to a Fortune 500 candy company, had come up with the brilliant idea of forming the sisterhood so that she could avenge her daughter's death. Water cascaded over Nikki's head like a waterfall. Once, a long time ago, she and Jack had picnicked at a wonderful spot in Pennsylvania where there was a waterfall. They'd frolicked like little kids, and then made love behind the sheer curtain of water. All she had now were those memories, because Jack Emery was determined to put her and the other members of the sisterhood in prison. So far, though, she and the sisters had remained one step ahead of the former assistant district attorney. Lost love was so very painful. Nikki stepped out of the shower, toweled herself dry, and then brushed her teeth. It was June, a month for weddings. She and Jack were supposed to get married a year ago in June. But that never happened, and probably never would happen now. She thought about the wedding gown hanging in her closet and how beautiful it was. Tears gathered in her eyes. Memory Lane was not a good road for her to travel these days. She needed to move on. In fact, she thought she had until recently, when the sisterhood had convened and her name had been chosen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?